Okay, so I'm gonna. I just want to thank you, Ella Wallfish, and I want to thank you very much for agreeing to be interviewed.
It's my pleasure.
And so we'll start with whether you have any idea what prompted your family to move there.
I have absolutely no idea, but I do know the story that my family, my grandmother and grandfather, my father's parents, came from England, and every time people came from England, they went to Pop and Mom Cohen's place on 35 Major Street. And there was always extended family there.
Now, Pop and Mom, those were your parents?
These were my grandparents. They were quite well known in Toronto. Grandpa was in a little bit of politics or backing the politicians.
What was his name?
His name was David Cohen. Uh-huh. He and my uncles, including my father, owned the first, called Speedy Service System, the first parcel service in Ontario.
Okay. Now, you were born, you told me, in 1923.
27.
Oh, 27. Okay. You moved into that neighborhood at some very young age. You're not sure which.
Not sure.
Okay.
At one time, all the sons and their wives lived in the same house. Big house, three stories.
And as far as you know, how long did you live there, generally speaking?
Well, I would say I lived there and visited there, let's say, till I was about 13. My mom died, and I lived with my maternal grandparents then. But I sort of had a million mothers. I wandered all over. I used to live at 35 Major when I was a teenager because Chucky and I used to do things together. We were like brother and sister, not like cousins.
And who's Chucky?
Chucky is one of the Major Street boys.
And who was he to you?
My first cousin, but we were called brother and sister.
Okay. So Chucky, of course, you know that we're naming a lane after the boys.
Of course, that's why I'm interested in this.
Right.
And I knew all the boys.
As far as you can remember, if you can think of the number of people in the house, how many people were living there?
In this particular house?
At 35 Major.
Okay. There were four brothers and my aunt, so that's five children, so that's 10. My grandmother and grandfather is 12, and then well, Chucky and I were the eldest, so 13, 14, and then other children came along, and there were 2, 3, 4, 5 grandchildren, other grandchildren.
All
and,
living?
Yeah, well, there were three floors, and the second floor had 5 rooms, and the third floor had 2 or 3 rooms. And then there was a huge dining room and huge kitchen and even a little living room.
So those numbers climbed. There was space, and how many bathrooms? Do you have any recollection?
There was one, and then there was one built downstairs in the basement after many, many years. So, I never used it.
But still, so there were about a dozen people sharing one bathroom.
Yeah, oh yeah. But that was not unique in those days.
Yeah. Well, and that's a change to what things are like today.
Indeed.
People want more space, and sometimes you can have three people with 3 or 4
bathrooms.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, one thing I remember from the time you phoned me, and it's so vivid in my mind, and I don't know why, when you called and told me about this interview, I suddenly remembered a lamppost on the street, almost in front of our house at 35. I think it was more in front of 33 or 31. And we used to take chestnuts off the tree and rub them against the cement of the lamppost till they were muck, and make them in a square or a circle and bake them in the oven. And we thought they would make pencil erasers, which they didn't. But it so stands out in my mind.
And you did it more than once, obviously.
Oh, yes. And I also, I don't know whether I remember it or it's just there, I had my tonsils taken out across the street at the hospital. That was a Catholic hospital then.
did that become the doctor's
that
hospital?
That became the doctor's hospital, yes. Now the Kensington Clinic.
The nursing home.
It wasn't a nursing home.
Yeah, now that's what it is.
Oh, no, my husband had his cataracts done there.
So it's had a lot of different transitions.
That's right.
Yeah. And anything else that pops into your mind, or shall I ask you questions?
No, just ask questions, right? If something happens, I'll let you know.
So you told me where your family came from. Your father's family, too, were they?
My father's family came from England.
And your mother's family?
Galicia.
What's your recollection of, I mean, you were quite young when you were there, the different groups of people who were there, religions, ethnic groups?
Well, I mean, Major Street was almost all Jewish, I would think. Mm-hmm. Knew many of the families. I remember right next door, the Susie Skies family, they had a wonderful black man living there called Charlie, and he just was their handyman, and he did everything for them, and he lived with them for so long. He, as I say, became a member of the family. He spoke Yiddish better than anybody I knew. He was a wonderful man.
She spoke about him with affection.
Yes.
But I love that line about speaking Yiddish.
He was great. He was great.
Yeah.
But it was a very happy household. It really was.
And what about the neighborhood?
Great. I loved it. I remember going down. There was a family by the name of Grafstein. I think that was their name. And that's where the lane to the back lane went. I believe they had five daughters. I think one of their names was Chippy. I think she played drums. I think they had an orchestra. I'm not sure. However, I remember walking through this lane, turning left, jogging left a little bit, and then jogging right, and we walked through to Robert Street, right beside Band's Grocery. And then across the street was Lansdowne School. And that's where I spent my very young years at Lansdowne School, as did Chucky Mills.
You mentioned the grocery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to kind of transition us to that. What do you remember about the stores near you? What were some of the stores that
you remember? Down at the corner of Major and College was a drugstore. I can't remember if it was called Koffler's or not then. I'm not sure. But there was a drugstore. Then, as I say, behind us on Robert Street was Band's Grocery Store, where, of course, we always went at noon hour and tried to steal as much as we could.
Did you succeed?
Oh, yeah, many times.
So what were some of your favorite items?
Who knows, probably some kind of liquid, whatever candy you could get. You know, used to go in there to buy penny candies.
That's right. So you would buy a penny's worth and take
four
more pennies.
That's right, yes. But I mean, you knew the mailman. I remember my grandfather used to sit and talk to the mailman, and you knew the milkman. Everybody was your friend. It wasn't like today where you didn't know anyone and just bypassed them.
So the neighborhood was like
an
extended family.
Oh, it was a neighborhood.
Family,
oh, yes,
and it was
indeed.
A community.
Indeed,
yeah.
Indeed.
Now, you say your grandfather, he was there, and I think you had, before I turned on this recorder, you said that you visited your grandfather there until he died.
Yes.
So he lived at 35 Major all those years.
All those years. I believe I have a picture of a welcome home group, which included my mother, for my father coming home from World War I. And I have a picture of this. Now, at the time, it was an open veranda. But at some time, which I can't remember, Grandpa had enclosed the veranda, and the last time I saw it, it still had that veranda on it.
But you remember the return home after
the war? Well, I have a picture of it. I don't remember it. I wasn't born then. I don't even think they were married then. Yeah. I have wonderful pictures.
Well, we're going to ask you probably to, because somebody will be coming around in some months. I think
yes.
you were hoping to do that.
Yeah, great.
And then maybe we can make some copies. We're not taking anything and returning.
No, I realize. Of course.
Yeah,
I realize that.
What do you remember about the food at that time?
I don't know. Well, my aunt, the one sister of the Cohen family, Chucky's mother, as a matter of fact, was married to, now where did he come from? Not he, his parents. But I know she used to make puddle of jelly, it was called. Something where she used a chopper and a wooden bowl, and she used to chop up purple eggplant and garlic and olive oil. And this was one of his most favorite dishes. I don't know what my grandmother used to make. I can't remember. Everybody sort of cooked something or other. I know we had a lot of corn on the cob, which for us was a meal then. It wasn't a side dish.
People didn't have to have five or six different things to make up a meal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I remember that well, corn on the cob. And it was a huge kitchen table because there were so many of us.
Yeah, and you ate together.
More or less.
Yeah. You talked about this person who lived with Susie Skye speaking Yiddish. That he spoke.
Oh, Charlie Baines. I think his last name was Baines.
What languages were spoken in your home?
English. At my other grandparents, they spoke Yiddish to each other, but not to the children. It was mostly English.
Mm-hmm. And in the neighborhood, do you remember?
English.
Yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember lots of names. Himmelstein, Rotman, Book, Schuster.
And those are Jewish
names. Yeah.
What about, what kind of work were the men doing? Do you have any memory of that? And the women, were the women working out of the home or working at home?
Those that I knew, my grandfather never worked. I don't know. He was always home. My grandma didn't work. Of course, they owned this business for a while that this Speedy Service parcel business, but an accident happened and the business had to go.
But that, he was a pioneer in that kind of delivery.
He was indeed. And after that, I don't know, there were some bookmakers. By that I mean with the horses, not making books.
Lovely. Do you remember the mothers working outside of the home?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. And any of them having any kind of work at home other than taking care of the family?
No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah. What about you had a lot of people living under your roof, and you talked about somebody enclosing a front room. What about people using the front porches?
Well, this is what was enclosed, the front porch. Oh, yes, it was always used. Always. And I remember my grandfather, whenever he watered our grass, he always watered the Skye's grass. Uh-huh. I mean, this just went along.
Yeah.
You did this.
So the families really were there
for
each other.
Oh, yes, indeed.
While you were living there, were there any changes that you noticed? You were there for just a short time.
Changes?
In the neighborhood, in the people who were coming and going, the stores?
No, the stores, I had nothing much to do with the stores. I mean, other than the drugstore down the corner or Bands behind us. But, maybe the hospital changed while I was around.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't expect that there would have been, because you lived there during one certain era, so I'm not surprised that you don't remember those changes. When the kids played together, where did you play?
Schoolyard or on the street? Or there, by the hospital, across the street, there was a broad band of earth, and you could play too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we played on the street. I have a picture of myself in a little car. on the sidewalk.
Yeah. So I think so that was that's a way that it's different because there's much less of children playing on the street.
Indeed.
Yeah. What about the back lanes? Was your back lane paved or not paved?
I don't remember, but I don't think so.
Yeah, so that was not a place that you played?
No. And one of them, I see, again, I don't know whether it was the Grafsteins at that, not the corner, but in the middle of the houses from College Street up to 35, he might have had a horse and a stable back there.
Certainly I've heard about those.
I think so.
So you knew one person who had a horse?
I believe so.
What about delivery of food? Do you have any recollection of how people got their food or how it came to?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think they went to Kensington or College Street and bought and carried.
When I'm interviewing people, I'm noticing that their cross street was very significant. And, of course, your cross street was College.
College.
And you were on Major, so you were very close to the market.
That's right.
So did your family do a fair amount of
Not that
shopping?
I know of. Mrs. Skye did. Because I always used to see her going. But
So would your family have shopped at that corner store? Where would they have shopped?
I don't know.
I really don't know. Yeah. Well, you were a young girl at that
time. Yeah.
Now, before I turned this on, you told me how you met your husband. Do you want to talk about that?
It's charming. My bubby found her family in New York after many, many years, a brother, and it was during the war. And so bubby and one of the aunts went to New York. And the aunt came back with three or four addresses of boy cousins who were in the army who would like to have letters written to them, which I did. And then on one of the next trips, I went and my husband was home on leave. And we fell in love immediately. We truly did. As a matter of fact, there was no place for us to neck or anything, so we used to go to Grand Central Station where everybody was kissing and leaving, and that's where we would kiss each other. And I came home to Toronto and told my friend Reva Malinsky, I'm going to marry him.
That's a charming story.
And we did.
What year was that you met him?
I guess 45 or 46. We were met 45, it must have been. Uh-huh. And he went to Hawaii from the army. And when he knew he was coming home, I flew to New York. And I was going to live there, but his mother was a nut, so he came back here. And we got married in 47 because my family didn't think it was very healthy living in the same house together without being married. It's not like these days.
Yeah, that certainly is a change. And before that, how did the boys and girls, adolescents, what was the kind of dating code?
Oh, okay.
What was that like?
All right. Well, I don't know. My life was maybe very different from some other girls. I knew a group of boys, and they had a club called the Cotton Club. And they had rooms up in the Avenue Chambers at Spadina and College. And they played records, and they danced. This is how they all learned how to dance. And they used to take the Chicks up there at certain times, and at other times we would go up there. And so my husband and I were just talking about this the other day. There was one man I dated for many years, and we were good friends, but we just dated.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy ever kissed me till on my wedding day.
So you invited him to your wedding?
Yes, he was at my wedding.
So you're saying that for some of you, we were groups.
You were groups. And then in those days, I remember the teenage girls of maybe 16 and 17 made social clubs. We used to put ads in the paper advertising for girls who wanted to join a social club. And we'd have meetings. It was ridiculous. So many people did it then. It was very funny when I think about it now. I don't know what we did. We wanted to meet boys.
So then how would you translate that into meeting boys?
Oh, we figured, I guess, the boys we knew and they knew some boys.
So the groups of boys would get together
exactly,
with a group of girls.
Exactly. And I remember once there was an AZA, whatever that meant. It was a Jewish organization for boys, and they had some kind of convention here, and there were some girls invited, and I remember I went to one dance, and that brings to mind that I was a member of the On St. George for the soldiers. Oh, what the heck was it called? I can't remember. The canteen for the soldiers during the war.
So when the
and
soldiers...
First of all, you had to be interviewed, and some people didn't get in. I did. I was very proud. And I used to go Saturday nights, and we used to serve them coffee and ask them to dance, and you couldn't date them, and you couldn't go home with them. And that was fun. But I remember one of my dear friends, again, he married my girlfriend, but again, a friend. He came one night, and I was so excited to see him because he had been away for so long. And I went up to the lady in charge. I said, my brother just came in off his ship. I've got to go. I can't stay any longer. Well, he wasn't my brother. He was my friend. But she believed me, and so we went out.
So you lived through a time of the boys going off to France and coming back.
And some of them not coming back.
Right, yeah.
Like the boys of Major.
Right. You knew all these guys?
I certainly did.
Yeah, so they were your friends.
They
or cousin.
Yeah. My brother. He was more like my
that's
brother.
That's right. Because you lived under the same roof. And
not only that,
family.
we just had so much in common.
Yeah.
So you've had some hard times. when I lost my mom at 13, and when I heard about him, I was devastated.
So you must have been young when that happened, too.
Well, I was about 17, I guess.
Oh, my God. So that's two devastating losses at both at young ages.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that broke my heart.
But you have some pictures, you said?
Oh, I have lots of pictures of them.
Well, we're going to want to have some copies.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we would treasure those.
Yeah. He used to be a tap dancer, and I did ballet and elocution. And I have pictures of us in our costumes and pictures standing with Grandpa. I've got lots of pictures.
Good. Okay. We will certainly want to have. I wonder if you might talk about some of the larger institutions, like the university. Do you remember the University of Toronto being of anything interesting or important to the neighborhood?
I knew ever went. No one I knew went to university at that time.
I guess they were going off to war.
Well, it was the war, yeah. And I just knew one professional who happened to be a very dear friend of my cousin, Solly Rotenberg, who became a pharmacist and worked down at the corner drugstore.
Yeah. So you're saying that they went off to the war and came back or didn't come back. And then a lot of them, even if they did not go to university.
Yeah,
the
not
girls
that I
or
know
the boys.
Of. Not that, right, not yeah. that I know of.
Uh-huh. You said that Kensington Market was significant for some of you.
Yes. Yes, I sometimes, I sometimes went with my bubby.
Uh-huh.
That's my maternal grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And she used to go to the Scheuchet to have the chicken killed. And she used to take the feathers out, fluck the chicken there, and used to stink and you used to itch, but it was fun watching and getting the pickles out of the dill pickles out of the barrel. That was fun and tasty. And then she used to take me to, I think it was Dater's for buttermilk.
Was Dater's in the market?
I believe so.
Somewhere. Uh-huh.
I believe so. I think it was called Dater's. I can't remember. But big cold glass of frothy buttermilk. You used to put salt in it. And that was good.
That's something I never heard before.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did the neighborhood feel safe? Was it a safe
neighborhood? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So the kids played outside.
All the time.
Yeah, yeah.
all the time. Listen, even when I lived on Acton Avenue, when my children were small, the doors were left open and the children were off almost all day long at a neighbor's, and you didn't worry.
Do you remember the end of World War II?
I surely do.
Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
Well, I guess I cried first. And, well, of course, Mike was already here, I guess. I can't, when did it end?
44, 45.
No, he graduated school in 44. He was in the Army then. But, yeah, I remember that everybody was happy.
Yeah. No, I was wondering whether there was any kind of activity in the neighborhood that you remember.
No, not that I remember.
You talked about the hospital. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you what about the JCC? Do you have any recollection of that?
Well, that was over at the next street, Brunswick.
Uh-huh.
And we called it the Y.
Uh-huh, right.
And, yeah, as a matter of fact, my husband belonged to it for a while. And next to it was the... I can't think of the name of the place, but we called it the Commie Place because it was a socialist place.
Uh-huh.
I just can't think of the name of it. And they used to have a phone, and I know everybody used to go up there and use the phone. And that was fun. And then there was Shapiro's, across from that, Shapiro's Delicatessen. And then on the south side of college, in between Major and Robert, was another deli, a very... well-known one, I just can't remember the name. And years ago, we, Susie Skye included, we used to go to a place on Beverly, we used to call it, it was called the Nathaniel Institute. It was run by a Jewish couple who had turned Christian. And I guess they were trying to convert. So we all joined. They had a camp and everything, and we would sing "Jesus Loves Me" and "Rim the Fire," and it was great. I remember only one person converted,
but you went there. And
we went.
So
we
you
all
still
went.
Kept your Jewish culture.
Oh yes.
And you enjoyed
it. Oh yeah.
That.
But they also spoke Yiddish too. Or would use a Yiddish expression. They were very nice people.
Yeah. But they were interested in.
They were interested in converting you. Didn't work.
That's quite amusing, singing a Rim the Fire and
yes,
Jesus Loves
yes,
Me, kind of one right
yes.
after the other. Yeah. I think that I've pretty well covered what I was hoping to cover. Just one last small thing. The back gardens or the back space, whatever mm-hmm. you had behind the house, did your family use yours in any way?
Oh, yeah. I think they grew some vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I know we, Chucky, again, and I, we used to crawl out the third floor window and sunbathe on the roof. But we used the garden, too. The garden. It wasn't a garden. It was a yard.
Yeah, yeah. And can you recall how any of the other families used theirs?
Same way, I think.
Yeah.
Or push junk into it.
Yeah. So it's not what people are doing today, which are making these
very pretty places.
No. Barbecues.
No.
They didn't exist.
They didn't have barbecue then.
Right. So it was just another space, but...
Right.
And also for growing food.
Right. And I remember our house at 35 Major had what was called a summer kitchen. It was a back part of the house where you could store things, or maybe she even had a small stove back there, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But we called it the summer kitchen.
And I guess in the winter, it was probably pretty cold.
I guess you could
keep,
because there was no fridge.
Yeah.
There were no fridges then.
There were no refrigerators. Ice boxes?
Ice box. Because even when Mike and I got married, we had an ice box. We couldn't afford the fridge. Although there were fridges then, we couldn't afford it.
So when the ice was delivered, do you remember how it was delivered?
Yeah, the guy used to have a piece of sack on his shoulder,
uh-huh.
and he used to use a pick to get the right size and heft it up on his shoulder and bring it upstairs. And he used to have a chisel under the thing to catch the water. And we lived in a flat, Mike and I, for a while. And if I wasn't going to be home, I have to phone the landlady to empty the water. Otherwise, it would come down on her head. But this has nothing to do with Major Street.
No, but those were the times time. And that's how... So how would the ice have been delivered? Was it a horse and a wagon? Or was it...
Probably a horse and wagon, and maybe then a truck.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I can't remember. I remember on the street when the peddler used to come with his wagon and his horse and Watermelon, you know. He was probably an Italian man selling fruits and vegetables from the truck, or the wagon, rather.
So we've talked about fruits and vegetables coming up by horse
wagon. I just remembered that.
And the ice. Mm-hmm. Anything else that might have come with the horses and wagons?
Maybe with a truck there was a baker. Mm-hmm. You know, like Wonder Baker.
Yeah.
The white sliced Scottish bread. I hope you cut some of this out because it's not very nice.
Well, that's what you were living with. That was your life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I've gone through pretty well all the topics I was hoping to cover today, but I'm wondering when you wanted to talk about rubbing the nuts. But I'm wondering whether there's anything else that you had been thinking about that you might want to talk about.
Not offhand, I don't think. I don't know, as I say, I had a million mothers, so I went from hither to thon, and Dad finally married my mother's sister, who was single.
Oh, my God.
Which made it nice. You know, well, that's part of the religion, which we didn't follow, but... My bubby was happy about that, and she was a lovely lady.
Were there any other children born to your mother or to your mother's sister, who was your father's second wife?
Yes.
So there were other children.
There's a guy named Chuck. He was named after him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So Chuck, that's very touching.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well... I want to thank you very much. It's been a joy for me to meet
with you.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I enjoyed this.
Good. Okay. Thank you.